Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love and your caring and your building up. And you prepare us for that which you have got for our lives. Thank you, Lord, as we draw close. Your love takes hold of us, Lord, and you use us in that which you reveal to us. Thank you, Lord, we are your children and you love us uniquely. And we thank you, Father God, that no good thing in heaven will be withheld from us as we look to you, trust in you, and we stay with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 28 and 29. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white.
Oh, praise God. You know, we can see this whole context. This is him still, he's always in tune with his God, but his God is now bringing in like the real final like encouragement to what is going to happen. And so we can go back and we can see he was talking in fellowship with his Father. And then he started speaking about, even before that, he spoke about that he's going to have to die and he's going to be brutally treated. And then he's going to be resurrected. And the resurrection life would then be available to us. He would come and lead his sheep into fulfilling the purpose God has laid out for their lives. But what I'm just wanting to encourage this morning is here Jesus takes with him James, John, and Peter. And you see this a number of times in the scriptures. You see this later on when he goes into Gethsemane again. He has all his disciples in one group, and then he just takes James, John, and Peter into that group that was there close to him. And then also with Jairus' daughter, when he raised her from the dead, those three were there close to him. What's the other one, Masrede?
The Transfiguration.
Yeah, and then the Transfiguration. This is what we're going into. I've just stopped and haven't gone too deep into those scriptures, but we're going to go into them tomorrow morning. And you would say, does God got favorites? And I would say, no, he loves us all, but he can only use you according to how much you've drawn near. And also, he uses you according to your destiny, according to your purpose. And we know that these three became the leaders, the first fruits, not just the first fruits, they were the leadership with the first fruits after his death, burial, and the resurrection. So that's one reason. And then the scriptures also say we have two or three witnesses. And so they witnessing this so they can declare it later on that these wonderful truths can then be made available to the generations to come. And so that's why we're listening to it now. But then I just want to share one that God showed me. You know, I've got my three children and my two boys when they were young. They with me with the fishing and with me with pumping the prawns, walking in the mud, sinking away in the mud. But later on, as they grew up, they got other interests. And then they were very much involved with those interests. But then Telly, my youngest daughter, she would stick with me. She would be with me there when I went fishing. She would be with me when I went and pumped the prawns. And she would be with me when I go to the shops. So just because of her attitude of staying with me. I love them all with the same love, with unique love. But because she stayed with me, she received more than the others. So can you understand that what I'm saying there? So it's so important. If you're going to make yourself available and you're going to stay with God and walk conscious of him, you are putting yourself in position to experience what others don't experience. Amen. So be encouraged with that, guys. But then another one, I already said it, two or three witnesses. They were witnesses. They could give evidence because they have seen and they heard and they experienced, and that's what they could declare. Now, Peter goes on and he writes about this in 2 Peter chapter 1, and he says, we didn't follow myths when we told you about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, we were eyewitnesses when he received glory and honor. So you see, this is showing the glory and the honor of who Jesus is. He's the Messiah that has come that's walked the path from baby to young man, right up to sonship now. And now here you see a display of all the goodness of God is manifested in his life. And this is to encourage them, because later on they're going to see him as the sheep that laid down his life for us, torn and bruised. And so this is something to take hold of for that future. But I also want you to just point out here that this is what they see. Peter goes on to say, and we have the prophetic word made more confirmed, more fully known, to which you will do well to pay as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. So here, this last bit we can understand there, that just as God used Peter and John and James in a special way because of their attitudes and because also of their predestined calling, you have also got a predestined calling, and you need to know God has got much in mind for you. So be encouraged, guys. Draw close so that he can draw close to you. It says so beautifully, a servant, when he is fully trained, he is like his master. So push on into being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus, not just in spirit, but also in soul and in body, according to the destiny and the purpose and the love that he has for your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.